Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Shimon Peres' determination to coexist with Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's next generation and its friends during a eulogy at the funeral for the late Israeli leader. Obama called Peres one of the giants of the 20th century. Obama likened him to other figures like Nelson Mandela and Britain's Queen Elizabeth and praised his tireless work.
The last of the founding generation is now gone. Shimon accomplished enough things in his life for 1,000 men. But he understood that it is better to live to the very end of his time on earth with a longing not for the past, but for the dreams that have not yet come true. An Israel that is secure in a just and lasting peace with its neighbors.
At the beginning of his eulogy, Obama pointed out Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, who was sitting in the front row, and held his presence at the funeral as a gesture and reminder of the unfinished business of peace. The United Nations says at least 15 civilians were killed this week by a U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan. The U.N. assistance mission in Afghanistan added that 13 others were injured in Wednesday's attack. The U.S. military confirmed that the airstrike hit a target in Nangarhar province and said it was aimed at Islamic State militants and that it was still gathering information on reports of civilian casualties. The latest U.S. airstrike came as tribal elders and officials recently warned ISIS fighters have returned and regained control of some of their former strongholds in the area. And after retreating to mountainous hideouts in the face of weeks of major Afghan security operations. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama strongly condemning the Russian and Syrian regime's airstrikes on civilians in eastern